Bears are getting ready for the tip-off. Mountain View already at the logo at mid-floor, and we're set for tip-off here in the Bear Den. Mike, going to be a good game.
Looking forward to this game a lot. I've heard a lot about several of these. I haven't really had a chance to watch the Bears play this year, and it's really a whole new team from the team I called last year.
That's exactly right.
I mean, Gavin Boddy and Nathaniel Rogers, I saw a lot of them last year, but other than that, these other players, I just didn't see play a whole lot other than junior boys.
Well, number five, Braden Cray, he came off the injury about 2 weeks ago against Melbourne. Coach expected him to play maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Well, he played the entire game and was fine on the ankle, so he was good to go. All right, Liberty wins the tip. Number two, Terrell Gaines, going to get the start here for Liberty. He'll take the basketball. They pass it over to number four, Ripko. Back over to Gaines, now over to Frazier. Frazier going to skip it across to Ripko. He's outside, puts up a three-pointer from the wing, and it's good. Liberty strikes first, 3-0.
The Eagles can really shoot the basketball.
They can. Braden Cray with the basketball now, going to give it over to Gavin Boddy. Boddy gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers going to pass it down low to Braden Cray. He drives inside, shot no good. Offensive rebound grabbed by Gavin Boddy. Back up for two, and it's good.
Nice position there by Boddy to get that rebound.
Boddy with the first 2 points for the Mammoth Spring Bears. He's got two himself. 3-2 our score. Liberty by one. Eagles with the basketball. Terrell Gaines wide open for three. Puts up his shot, and it's good.
Gaines can really play. I've seen him play. Of course, I've played basketball with his dad back when I was younger. So,
7 minutes to play here in the first quarter. They pass it down low to Gavin Boddy. It's up for two, and it's good. Boddy been the stronghold so far. He's got the Bears 4 points. They trail Liberty by two. 6:50 to play in the first quarter. They pass it down low to Liberty. Number 23, that is Pruitt. Pruitt gives it outside to number four, Ripko, and it's good. His second three-pointer and 6 points on the night. Coach Godwin wanting to talk things over. We'll take it with him. Timeout on the floor, 30 seconds. We're back on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1700. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. Liberty Eagles leading the Mammoth Spring Bears here in the first quarter. 9-4 our score, 6:40 to play in the first quarter. Mike, it's been a shootout so far for the Liberty Eagles. Terrell Gaines with three and Ripko with six. And all 3-pointers tonight so far, so definitely a shootout.
Have not shot anything inside 19 feet so far.
Braden Cray with the basketball for Mammoth Spring. 6:32 to play in the first quarter. Braden going to set up his offense. He gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it back over to Cray. Cray down to Gavin Boddy. Boddy wide open down low. Going to put it up for two off the glass, and it's good.
That was a beautiful play by Gavin Boddy.
Boddy, the sole scorer tonight for Mammoth Spring so far. He's got six, and we've got 6:14 to go in the first quarter. Liberty back with the basketball on offense. Gaines with it here. Gaines drives inside, gives it outside to number 33, Frazier. He's going to try a three, and it's good. Nothing but net for that one.
4 3-pointers already for the Liberty Eagles that we played just a little over 2 minutes.
Mammoth Springs got to learn to get out there and guard them on the three-pointer line. Cray with the basketball now. They give it to a driving Gavin Boddy. He puts up a shot. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He's going to get two at the line. Coach Godwin now telling his boys to come back while Gavin shoots so he can talk things over. That foul called on number one. That's Lee, his first foul of the ball game tonight. Again, Boddy at the free throw line. He'll get two here. With 5:51 to play in the first quarter, Boddy's first one up on the way, and it's good. Boddy now with seven. Again, 12-7 our score. Liberty leads here. Gavin Boddy got another one coming from the free throw line. And Boddy's second one up and no good. Liberty on offense here. Lee with the basketball. Lee gives it over to Gaines, comes across the timeline. Gaines, guarded by Nathaniel Rogers, gives it over to Frazier. Frazier outside, skips it across to Ripko. Ripko outside, gives it back to Frazier near the wing. Back over to Gaines now. Frazier in the corner, gives it down low to number 23, Pruitt. Pruitt going to drive inside, puts up the shot, no good. Ripko with the rebound, puts it up for two, and it's no good. But Andrew Jones hit his arm as he went back up. We're going to call the foul, and he's going to get two at the line.
Bears had two blocks on that play. The first one was clean. The second one got just a little bit of hand, and not much.
Again, that foul called on number 32. That is Andrew Jones, his first foul of the night. Ripco at the line. He's got two coming. First one up on the way, and it's good. Ripco with 7 points tonight, their leading scorer so far.
Ripco could really shoot the basketball.
Got another one coming here from Ripco at the free throw line. Second one up on the way. It's off the rim, no good, but he's going to say the referee says he stepped over the line, so that one wouldn't count anyway.
He knew it was short, and he was going after it.
So Bears back on offense here with 5:27 to play in the first quarter. 13-7 our score. They get it into Gavin Boddy. Boddy gives it back over to Blake Rogers. Now up to that is Cray. Cray, he's double-teamed there. He's going to slow things down, bring it back out, and set up his offense here. Coach Godwin calling out his play. Gives it down to Andrew Jones near the free throw line. Jones gives it to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers wide open off the rim. His shot no good. And it's going to be number 33. That is Frazier with the rebound here. Liberty back on offense. Gaines gives it over to number 4, Ripco. Ripco drives inside, and they call it foul. Going to call it on the floor or on the shot? It looks like they'll call it on the floor, and it'll still remain Liberty basketball here. That foul called on number 33, Blake Rogers. That's his first of the game tonight. Bears with three fouls so far. So Ripco will pass in the basketball here for Liberty. Ripco gets it outside, and it's stolen away by Braden Cray. That pass intended for number 23, Pruitt. Cray with it, stolen away by Ripco, and here we go on offense for the Liberty Eagles again. Ripco with the basketball. He might have stepped on that mid-court line. Not sure there. Give it to number 33, Frazier, from the corner, and it's good. Frazier now with 6 points tonight. You've got to get out on the three-point line and guard him.
They are lighting it up from behind the arc.
16-7 our score. Liberty leads at 4:34 to play in the first quarter. Gavin Boddy with the basketball gives it over to Andrew Jones at the top of the key. Now to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers at the left wing. Back to Cray. He'll set up his offense. Coach Godwin telling him to slow things down. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Blake Rogers gives it over to Boddy. Boddy now over to Cray. Cray at the top of the key gives it to Nathaniel Rogers at the wing for three. No good. Rims out and pulled down by the Liberty Eagles. Here we go with Lee on offense. Lee with the basketball, gives it over to number 33. That is Frazier. Frazier gives it to Ripco. He's going to pull up way outside. No good. Gaines going to pull down the rebound. He goes back up for two, and it's good down low. Gaines now with his 5th point. Coach Godwin not happy with his team right now. He wants to talk things over. Bears down 11. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And welcome back to the Mammoth Spring High School. 18-7 our score. Bears trailing the Liberty Eagles. 3:54 to play in the first quarter. Mike, the Bears have just not been able to guard that three-point shot, and they've taken advantage of it in the first quarter.
Liberty has really shot the lights out from behind the three-point line. They've made 6 three-pointers already, or five three-pointers in the ballgame. So, I mean, it's been a show so far.
You just got to be able to defend that three-point line. Bears talking over things out of the timeout. Bears with the basketball. Blake Rogers with it now. He drives down low near the left block. He's going to put up a shot. Turnaround jump shot. No good. Pulled down by Andrew Jones. Off the glass, and it's good. Andrew Jones with his first 2 points of the night. 3:28 now to play in the first quarter.
Nice.
It's Gaines.
Rebound.
Gaines with the basketball here. He's going to try to pass it down low to number 1. That was Lee. His shot no good, but he gets his rebound back. And they'll give it over to Frazier. Frazier skips it across to Ripco. Ripco drives down low. His shot up and good. Ripco, 9 points tonight. Impressive performance so far for the Eagles. Cray with the basketball. 3:05 to play in the first quarter. Cray gives it over to Boddy. Boddy back over to Cray near the top of the key. He drives inside. Now near the block, he gets his shot blocked out of bounds, and it will remain Bear basketball. Looks like Ripco had the hand on that one. So Cray will pass it in here for the Bears. Cray gets it up real high to, that looked like Gavin Boddy, but I don't know what the intention was of that one. Pruitt with the basketball now. Coach Godwin asking what's going on. Ripco now. Ripco gives it over to number one, Lee. Now over to Gaines in the corner. Fires the three-pointer. No good, but pulled down for the offensive rebound by Pruitt. Pruitt gives it over to Frazier. He tries the three, and it's in. 9 points now. He's tied with Ripco, and they both have 9-18 combined. Bears have no answers for the three-point shot. 23-9, 2:36 to go in the first quarter. Mike, you've just got to find an answer for that three-point shot.
Yeah, you've got to guard the line better than that. But the Liberty Eagles have shown, though, when you guard that three-point line, that they can take it inside. They've done a couple of times with a couple of little short shots to get some points. But for the most part, the damage has been done from behind the line.
Well, you know, they had Gaines down low on that one. Ripco tried the three-pointer, missed it. Gaines got the offensive rebound and was able to just restart the offense again.
Yeah, their offense right now is quick, and the Liberty Eagles are playing just about as good as you can play right now, and they have got to be shooting around 80% from behind the three-point line. I don't know if they'd miss one.
It's impressive, I'm telling you, from three-point. Hey, I want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping you bring the basketball game tonight. That includes the Cleary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Forschler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Legacy Auto Body in Thayer, all helping you bring the ball game tonight here on K-Country 95. Mammoth Spring, Coach Godwin already using three of his timeouts. You just got to get it across to the defense. Guard the three-point line, but you can't. And it's just not an answer. Just impressive performance tonight by Liberty.
They made 6 out of 8 three-pointers already in this first quarter of play. Not even a quarter yet.
Again, 2:35 to play in our first quarter. Cray with the basketball here for Mammoth Spring. Garrett Odell has entered the ball game. Odell with the basketball. Gives it back over to Cray. Cray over to Body. Body down low. About the wing. Gives it over back to Cray. Cray with the basketball and gives it over to Body. He's going to try a three-pointer. Shot no good. And pulled down by Ripco. Ripco gets it up to Lee. He trips with the basketball. He gives it over to Ripco, though, and saves it. Ripco down low. Gives it outside to number 33. That is Pruitt. Gaines going to try a three-pointer. That shot no good. Andrew Jones pulls down the rebound. Bears need to convert this offensive possession here for some points. Cray with the basketball now. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers, sets his feet, dribbles near the top of the key, gives it back over to Cray. Cray going to slow things down. 23-9 our score again. Liberty with the lead. It's Body with it here. Body tries a mid-range jump shot, and it's good just near that three-point line, but they'll call it a two-pointer, and he's got 9 tonight. 9 of the Mammoth Spring, 11 points so far.
Gavin trying to keep him in it here.
Gaines with the basketball for Liberty. Gaines gives it over to Ripco. Ripco just slowing things down here on offense. Ripco gives it over to Lee. Lee back over to Gaines. Gaines thought about the three-pointer. Gaines gives it back over to number 33, Frazier. Frazier gives it over to Ripco, and it's good. Count it. Ripco shooting the lights out. He's got 12, and they've all been behind the arc.
Yeah, they are really on fire right now.
Now Mammoth Spring.
Just got to hope they cool off a little bit if you're the Mammoth Spring Bears.
You just cannot defend it. Cray with the basketball here. Cray gives it over to Odell. Odell at the top of the key, guarded by Gaines, gives it back over to Cray. 59 seconds to play in the first quarter. Cray misses his defender. Jump shot is good. Cray with his first 2 points tonight. Bears really needed that bucket there.
They did.
Gaines with the basketball. He's across the timeline, 45 seconds to play, and I would expect Liberty just going to try to hold here for the final shot. 26-13 our score. Bears trail by 13. They give it to 33. Frazier, his shot no good. Bears now with the basketball. Andrew Jones gives it over to Cray. Cray comes across the timeline. Cray, closer to the wing, gives it over to Body in the corner. Body in that right corner near the baseline, gives it back over to Cray, now over to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray at the top of the key. He's guarded by Ripco with 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Bears look like they're going to go for the final shot of the quarter.
Bears can bring it within 10 here with a final three-point shot. 8 seconds to go. Again, he's guarded by Ripco. That's Cray with the basketball. He drives inside, puts his shot up, no good, and it's pulled down by Liberty. Gaines at half court, puts his shot up, no good off the rim, and that's the end of our first quarter. 26-13 our score. Bears trailing by 13. We've got a minute on the clock. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevy. It's where to go and buy your car.
Great service and best price by far.
In West Plains Mow, it's where we are.
Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Amos Murring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window cleans, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And we're set for the second quarter here in Mammoth Spring at the fourth annual Battle of the Border Tournament. Mammoth Spring Bears taking on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. Mike Robertson, Hayden Savage with you tonight. Impressive performance, just to say the least. I mean, can't talk enough about the three-point shot Liberty's had so far, and you just can't stop it.
They have shot the ball really well. Liberty Eagles off to a good start here, 26 first quarter points.
Back underway here in the second quarter, 7:55 to play, just 6 seconds in. 26-13 our score. Bears trail by 13 here. It'll be a body with the basketball. Body gives it over to Cray. Cray gives it back over to Nathaniel Rogers in the corner. Back over to Cray now. Cray, he's double-teamed here. Needs some help from his offense here. And they're going to let it roll out of bounds. And
the coach tried to say it was...
he's not a referee, I don't think.
He pointed that way.
And it will remain Bear basketball. I thought it could have been Liberty basketball there,
it's
but
close.
Back on offense is Mammoth Spring. Blake Rogers with it, gives it over to Cray. Cray at the wing, gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers, puts up a three, and it rims out, no good. Back on offense here for Liberty. Here we go with Gaines. Gaines outside. He drives inside near the free throw line, jump stops, euro steps, puts up his shot, no good at the block, and it's Andrew Jones with the rebound. Cray with it here. Cray gives it over to Body. He's near the wing outside. Gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Blake Rogers. Now they're fighting for it on the floor. It looks like Terrell Gaines down there with him for him. They're going to call a jump ball.
You know, there wasn't a lot of rebounds in that first quarter. The rebounds were 4-3 in favor of Liberty because they just didn't miss many shots.
Coach Godwin not happy with that turnover from his team there, and Liberty getting back with the basketball. That's the thing. You just got to keep it out of their hands. Back on offense, Liberty with it. Gaines will bring it up the floor. 26-13. Bears lead it by, Bears trail it by 13. 6:58 to play in the second quarter. Gaines will give it over to Ripko. Ripko, I'm not sure where he's going to pass it there, but it'll be Blake Rogers with the steal there. They give it over to Cray. He'll bring it up the floor. 6:45 to play in the second quarter. It'll be Odell with the basketball. That'll be Lee with the kickball out of bounds. And it will be Bear basketball still. And they'll pass it in the backcourt to Cray. Cray will bring it up. He'd cross the timeline. He's picked up by Lee. Cray. Cray needs some help here. He's picked up his dribble. Gets it off to Body. Body. He needs some help now. Gives it back over to Cray. Good defense by Liberty so far.
Aggressive defense there.
Cray with it. He gets
almost
it almost taken
it.
Away. And I.
He did. Lost it.
Coach Godwin's going to want a foul call there. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Bears. I know Mammoth fans aren't happy with that one.
It's a lot of contact on that baseline. Coach Godwin's asking the referee now, where's the foul?
It doesn't look like he got much of an answer either. 26-13 our score. Bears trail it by 13, 6:17 to go in the second quarter. It's back with the Liberty Eagles. It'll be... looks like Terrell Gaines with it. Gaines gives it over to Lee. Back over to Gaines. Thought about that deep three-pointer. He's going to drive to the free throw line. Puts up his shot. No good. And it looked like Lee had the basketball. He went back up. Shot no good. And it's pulled down by Blake. Blake Rogers for the Bears. Rogers gets it up to Cray. Cray across the timeline. Bears trail it by 13. They're back on offense. Not sure where that pass was going. Blake Rogers saved it, though. Gives it back to Body. Body gives it to Cray in the corner. Cray drives inside right near the baseline. Back over to Odell at the top of the key. Odell gives it to Cray. Now over to Body near the baseline. Puts up a mid-range, and it's good.
Nice shot there from Gavin Body.
Body has 11 and Mammoth Springs 15 points tonight already. Gaines have come across the timeline. Taking things slow. They want to waste some clock here. Looks like Mammoth Spring kind of waking up on offense almost so they can get some points on the board now.
Play a little better defense. They held them scoreless so far in this second quarter. We played almost 3 minutes.
Gaines with the basketball for Liberty. He gives it over to Lee. Back over to Gaines now. Thought about the three-pointer. He's going to give it to Ripko. Ripko at the wing. Drives inside near the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Pulled down by Gavin Boddy. There's that defense you were talking about, making them settle for shots they don't want to take.
Yeah, a little bit tougher shot. Percentage goes down.
They'll give it up to Odell for a three-pointer, and it's stuck. What? I've not seen that one before.
That hit the back of the side of the rim, bounced up in the air, and then stuck between the rim and the backboard.
So they'll call that a jump ball. It'll remain with the Bears here. Man, Odell was wide open for three. This place would have exploded had he have made that one.
That would have been big. That would have got it down to single digits.
Cray now with the basketball. He's going to pass it in for Mammoth Spring. 4:51 to play in the second quarter. Cray gives it up to Blake Rogers at the top of the key. Rogers gives it over to, looks like that's Boddy. Boddy back over to Odell. Odell gives it back to Boddy. Thought about the three-pointer. Steps inside the three-point line. Gives it back out to Odell. Back to Boddy now. Boddy gives it over to Rogers. Blake Rogers. Rogers back over to Cray. Cray drives inside near the free throw line, puts up a shot. He fakes him out, gives it back to Blake Rogers for three, and it's no good. And Liberty going to get the rebound here. That's a shot you don't really want to take there. It's kind of forced. Ripko back on offense for the Liberty Eagles. He puts up a mid-range jump shot, no good. And they're fighting for it. It's going to roll out of bounds in B-Bear basketball.
Well, great hustle by number four for Liberty.
Lots of hands touching that one.
Get to that ball. I think the Bears, I mean, that was a pretty good-looking shot that Blake had down there. He just couldn't get it to fall. I think this rim on this side is bigger.
Maybe next, it has
maybe
to be.
Second half, they'll get some of those to go down.
Bears trail it by 11. Turnover on offense. Here we go back with Liberty. It's number 33, Frazier with it. He is mid-range. Jump shot's up and good. He's got 11. Cray with the basketball. Cray gives it up to Nathaniel Rogers. He'll come across the time. Well, he hadn't stepped across it yet. Gives it back to Cray in the backcourt. Cray now steps across the timeline. Back over to Boddy. Boddy near the wing outside. Boddy gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it to Nathaniel Rogers for the three, and it's good. Nathaniel Rogers puts the first 3 points of his on the board tonight, and the Bears are back within 10. Need a good defensive stop here for the Bears.
Nathaniel can really shoot that basketball. If he gets hot, he can help the Bears get back in this in a hurry.
And back on offense for Liberty, number 23. That's Pruitt down low. His shot no good. And it'll be Boddy giving it over to Cray. Bears back on offense here can cut the lead to single digits. 3:17 to go in the second quarter. Cray gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Now over to Jones. Jones back over to Cray. Cray near the wing gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Thought about that three-pointer and gives it to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray. Stolen here by number four. That's Ripko. He puts up his shot and it goes in. Ripko with the layup. He's got 14 now. Almost half of these Liberty Eagle points. He's got 14. Liberty with 30 total tonight. Now Nathaniel Rogers needs some help. It's stolen away by Lee. He slams it. Didn't go in, though. Ripko gets the offensive rebound. And they don't call it. Coach Godwin not happy on the sideline here. Lee with the basketball near the free throw line. Puts up a shot, and it's good. What a deep offensive possession there by the Liberty Eagles. Multiple offensive rebounds.
It was a wild play there. He jumped up in the air with the ball come down and dribbled it. And didn't get the call on the walk.
Coach Godwin not happy with that at all. Boddy with the basketball. Boddy gives it over to Blake Rogers near the corner. Rogers with it, gives it back over to Boddy. Boddy thought about the three-pointer, gives it back over to Cray. Cray with 2:11 to go in the second quarter. He puts up a three, and it's no good. And pulled down by Lee. Lee will bring it up the floor here for the Liberty Eagles. Lee gives it over to Ripko. He drives inside. He's going to be fouled on the floor. Shot no good. He did put it up. And they're going to call that foul. They call it foul number five, Braden Cray. It's Cray's first one of the game. Mammoth Springs' third one tonight so far. Got a sub checking in here. Look like Garrett Odell going to come in for Braden Cray. He's going to take a rester. Gaines pass it into Lee. Lee now over to number three. That's Cooper. Cooper going to give it outside to Gaines for three. It's off the rim. No good. Smacked out to Nathaniel Rogers by Andrew Jones. Rogers slowing things down here. And now he's going to drive straight to the bucket. Now dribbles back outside that three-point line. Gives it over to Boddy. Boddy over to Odell. Odell gives it over to Boddy. Boddy drives inside, mid-range jump shot, no good. That was just a bad shot to take right there.
A lot of contact there, and he kind of forced it up a little bit.
Bears trail by 14, Liberty with the lead. And number three, Cooper with the basketball. Cooper gives it over to Gaines. Gaines gives it over to number 23, Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Cooper. Cooper outside here. Cooper near the free throw line. Drives inside now. Stolen away by Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it up to Gavin Boddy. Boddy driving up. Puts it up for two, and it's good. Boddy with 13 now. And the Bears cut the lead to 12. And it's Gaines with the basketball. Gaines gives it over to Frazier. Frazier back over to Gaines. Gaines back to Frazier. Frazier gives it inside to Cooper. Thought about the shot. He tries to give it outside to Gaines. And that's tipped by Nathaniel Rogers. And it's going to be Frazier with the recovery there. They give it back to, looked like that was Cooper. It's going to roll out of bounds, though, off the hands of the Bears. It's going to be Eagle basketball. Namath fans not liking that call.
Bear fans didn't like it.
44.3 seconds to play here before halftime. Gaines will pass in the basketball. Gaines gives it up to number one, Lee. Lee back over to Gaines. That shot off the rim, no good. And they're fighting for it now. Nathaniel Rogers almost had the ball. They give it to number 33, Frazier. Frazier over to Lee, now over to Cooper. Cooper at the top of the key, drives inside, gives it over to, that's Pruitt. Pruitt back outside to Cooper. Cooper now over to Gaines. Gaines with it here. Gaines gives it over to Cooper. Cooper gives it to number 33, Frazier for the three. It's no good. Going to go off the top of the backboard. It'll be Bear basketball. And, Mike, this offensive possession, you might want to cut it to at least nine at the half.
You'd like to get a three here and get it into single digits, but you want to get the best shot you can get. If you can get a layup, you take it.
You take it. All right, Bears on offense now. Blake Rogers gives it in to Boddy. Boddy back to Rogers, now up to Cray. Cray will come across the timeline. Here's that layup you're talking about. Had a chance at it. It'll go right through the hands of Gavin Boddy and roll out of bounds.
You need to take that ball just a little further down the lane. The defense backed off of him because he's seen Boddy on the wing. I believe Cray could have took that on him for an easy layup.
All right, we've got a timeout on the floor. Bears wanting to talk things over. It looks like 32-20, our score, 9.7 seconds to play. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Amos Murring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window cleans, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And back here at the fourth annual Battle of the Border Tournament here in Mammoth Spring. A great presentation so far. Basketball games put on by the high school. Kudos to the high school. Just a great tournament so far.
Yeah, it has been a really good tournament, and we got some good games lined up here for the rest of the week.
And we do have some schedule changes going to go on here in the next couple of hours. Coach Godwin going to give us the details on that. We'll have it, hopefully, the latest for you in the news at 7 on K-Country, but we'll have the latest on our website as well, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Liberty back with the basketball. Lee going to try a three-pointer, and it's good. And with minimal seconds to end the horn, Boddy tries a three-point attempt on the other side of the floor. His shot no good. Bears trail it at halftime, 35-20. Bears got to talk things over in that locker room and figure out a stop for that three-point shot.
Yeah, their defense is where they've got to get back in this game. They've got to stop the three-point shot, like you said, and get some points on the other end. Someone beside Boddy's got to start scoring the ball.
All right, 10 minutes on the clock for halftime. Again, Bears trail it 35-20 at the half. We're going to step away for 2 minutes. We'll be back with some halftime stats on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart on your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Spring registration is open, so visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And back here at the Mammoth Spring High School at halftime between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Liberty at Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. That's a mouthful.
That is.
And again at halftime, Bears trail at 35-20. We are about 7:20 away from kicking off that third quarter here in Mammoth Spring. Want to take this time to take a look at some halftime stats. Boddy, of course, leading all scorers for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 13 points tonight for Boddy. He's been influential in the Bear. At least 20 points so far tonight, but they've got to be able to get on offense and score the basketball.
Yeah, you got to create some turnovers, play some defense, get the Liberty Eagles to miss some shots. I mean, I don't know what percentage they shot in that first half. It had to be high.
It was high.
Especially from behind the three-point line. You've got to guard the three-point line, and you've got to get some offense going.
Other scores for Mammoth Spring includes number 10, Nathaniel Rogers. He had three. Braden Cray with two. And Andrew Jones had two to contribute as well. On the other side of the score sheet, we see the Liberty boys. Ribko leading all scores with 14. What a night for him so far.
Yeah, he's hit everything he shot just about. Ribko and Frazier both have been on fire from behind the three-point line. They've done a good job. Hopefully they'll cool off here in the second half for the Bear fans. For the Liberty Eagle fans, I know they're hoping that they stay red hot.
They've liked it so far.
Keep shooting that ball, and it's hopefully going to be a good game here in the second half.
Well, Frazier just right behind Ribko, number 33, just 3 points behind him. He has 11 tonight so far. Games with five. Lee has five as well, and that's all your scores here. At halftime, Mammoth Spring and the Liberty Eagles. 35-20 our score. Liberty leads it by 15, 5:58 on the clock until we're set for the third quarter tip-off. Again, here at the fourth annual Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. Now, we're taking a look at the bracket, and I know all these times are going to change. It's going to be different. Now, the reason of that, Highland has already had a commitment on Thursday that they cannot play on Thursday. So we're going to have five games on Wednesday, three games on Thursday. And that should not affect the Mammoth Spring Bear games if Mammoth wins tonight. And which, of course, Senior Girls already won. So they'll play for sure on Thursday. But, of course, we'll pass along the latest information we have. But the Lady Bears with the impressive win over Koshkonong, 90-8. Yeah, just what a 82. Crazy. But anyway, Mammoth Spring will move on to play. I had it just pulled up here. Mammoth Spring and Willow Springs. That game's set for 4 p.m. on Thursday. Again, we don't know about the schedule conflicts and what time they'll play. Actually, again, we'll pass that along to you as soon as we know. But the winner of this game advances to play the Alton Comets, the impressive Alton Comets this year.
Well, in the first round.
And the loser of this game, whoever comes out of it, they'll play whatever time on Wednesday against Hillcrest. The Eagles, another impressive ball club as well. So a tough matchup anyway.
Either way, it's going to be some good ball games. And like I said, there's some good ball games the rest of the week here at Mammoth Spring High School in this tournament. You've got the Senior Boys Division, the other semifinal, Sloan Hendricks and Highland tomorrow. That's going to be a good game between those two teams. And then whoever has to face Alton, whether it's Liberty or Mammoth Spring, that's going to be tough.
You know, Mike Crace called the Alton-Hillcrest game yesterday. That was a barn burner until the final moments.
It was. Good
again,
game.
Again, we're at halftime here at Mammoth Springs. 35-20 our score. 4:11 to play in the third quarter. We're going to be back with more halftime in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And back here at the Mammoth Spring High School, it's the Bears trailing at halftime to the Liberty Eagles, 35-20 our score. 2:21 to play, or 2:21 to go until halftime is over. But Mike, we talked about it again. What a terrific program put on here by the Mammoth Spring School District for the Battle of the Border. Our fourth annual, you know, Mammoth Spring had to postpone it last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but just a terrific year this year. Coach Godwin bringing back most of the teams we've seen 2 years ago. And we mentioned, like, the rumor, 16 teams next year. Perhaps. We don't know that. But just going to be.
We're talking 16 boys, 16 girls.
Right.
Not 16 altogether, because that's what we got this year.
Right. So,
yeah, it's a great tournament. It's good to see these teams, like we said, match up against each other. Like, you don't see Liberty and Mammoth Spring play during the regular season.
Right.
So that's something neat to see.
Well, you know, the Bears play in the Liberty tournament, and now we return the favor and invite them to our own tournament. So, and you know, me and Mike Craze were talking about this morning on the Redbone Show. I think that Mammoth and Liberty are a little bit of border rivals, just a little bit.
It's already got a pretty good rivalry. Usually has some pretty close, pretty tough games. This game, the first half, that final minute of the first half, really, Mammoth had a chance to get it to single digits. They did. Liberty goes down, hits a three. It's 15-point lead.
You just got to take advantage of those moments that I mean, just would put you right back in the ballgame, and Mammoth has failed to do that all game.
They're going to have to play better defense on that three-point line and just keep playing. They got a shot here. It's just a 15-point lead.
All right, we're 54 seconds away from our third quarter tip-off. It's Liberty Eagles trailing the Mammoth Spring Bears 35-20. Here at halftime in Mammoth Spring, again, want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bears sponsors helping you bring the ball game tonight. That includes Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Bank of Salem and Mammoth Spring in Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring, Palace Drug Stores in Mammoth Spring in Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Mammoth Spring School District, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, and the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, all helping you bring the ball game tonight. We've got 8 minutes on the clock. We are set for the third quarter getting underway. Liberty still talking things over. Referees telling them, let's get back underway.
Yeah, real close to setting that ball down over there and
letting it run.
Yeah.
Hey. Again, the Bears trailed at halftime, 35-20. We're back underway. Terrell Gaines now with the basketball. Gaines going to give it over to, looks like that's Frazier. Frazier drives inside near the block. He's going to give it over to Ripko. Shot no good. Pulled down by Gavin Boddy. And this is the offensive possession you need to convert on.
Yeah, need to start chipping into this 15-point lead.
Blake Rogers with the basketball, gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers near the free throw line, picked up his dribble, gives it back over to Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it back to Boddy. Boddy driving inside, puts up a shot, and they're going to call a foul.
On Ripko, yep.
Ripko got his first foul tonight. And Gavin Boddy will go to the free throw line and get two.
Good drive to the basket by Gavin.
You got to make these here to convert. Gavin Boddy already with 13 points tonight. Got a chance to make it 15 here. They 14 tonight so far. 35-21 now. He's got one more coming. 7:32 to play in the third quarter. Boddy's second one up on the way, and it's good. Boddy now with 15. And back on offense is the Liberty Eagles. It is Gaines with the basketball. Gaines guarded by Odell. Gaines will give it over to, that's number four, Ripko. Ripko gives it over to Frazier. Back over to number 23, Pruitt. And now it's going to be Ripko driving inside. Shot no good. And they're going to call a foul there.
Over the back. Gavin had good position inside. I believe it was Frazier that came over his back.
And let's see who they called it on. That's
Pruitt.
Right.
No, it's Pruitt.
Pruitt, yeah. Yep. That's his first of the game tonight. Liberty not had many fouls this ball game so far.
Neither team really has. There hasn't been a lot of fouls called.
A good defensive game so far for Liberty. Nathaniel Rogers going to put up a three. Shot no good. And now back on offense for the for the Liberty Eagles. Gaines with the basketball here. Main ball controller tonight for them. Gaines going to give it over to Ripko. Ripko holds the basketball with 6:48 to play in the third quarter. Ripko drives inside, gives it outside to number 33. Frazier for three, no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. Andrew Jones had his hand on it, but they're going to say Liberty touched it last, and it will be a Bear basketball. Lots of hands touching that basketball, rolling out of bounds.
Krajicek's back in as Rogers comes out.
Nathaniel Rogers not had the best night so far. He's only had 3 points so far. Cray with the basketball here. He needs some help. Cray tries to get it to Andrew Jones. It's stolen away by Ripko. They give it up to Lee. Lee going to drive inside, puts it up off the glass. Called a charge. Good way to get set up there.
I think they called the block, counted the bucket.
Oh, wow. I thought I seen the ref stick his arm out there, but it looks like you're right. Hey,
the signal almost looked like he was calling charge, but he called the block.
So that foul called on number 30.
He was signaling the basket count, and everybody thought he called the charge.
I don't have a number 30 in my book. Well, yeah, I do. I got Garrett Odell. I had him as number 12. I'm not sure why. So number 30, Garrett Odell with his first foul tonight.
They got the rebound on the missed free throw.
And it's going to be Gaines for three. Shot no good. And it's going to be Bear basketball over the back foul called.
Again, Frazier and Pruitt both in there. It's on one of those two.
Liberty fouling the most they have so far in this ballgame just in the early part of the third quarter.
Very aggressive going after that offensive rebound. I believe they got Frazier.
They still have not called out the foul yet.
Bears send in number 23, his first time on the floor tonight.
That is Michaels. Curtis Michaels on the floor for the Bears.
Almost a turnover. Gaines almost got it.
It'll remain Bear basketball here. 6:06 to play in the third quarter. Again, they call that foul on number 30.
Odell. Oh, that's not.
That's from a while back.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cray with the basketball here for Mammoth Spring. Cray with it. He's trapped again. Needs some help. They've done that twice now. Cray still with it. Gets it out to Boddy finally. Boddy with the basketball. He can dribble. Gives it over to Odell. Odell with it. Gives it over to Curtis Michaels near the free throw line. He gives it back out to Odell. He puts up a three off the rim. No good. And it's pulled down here by Liberty. Number 23, Pruitt, had the basketball. He's going to be fouled. We're going to call that on Cray or on Michaels.
I believe Cray got called.
Cray's going to get it. That's his second foul tonight. Mammoth Springs second here in the second half.
Boy, Liberty is really aggressive on defense. They're pushing that ball handler all the way back out to half court. As a ball handler there, you just got to stay strong. If they're going to push you, let them knock you down.
They just got Cray cornered there at the half court line. Can't continue to do that on offense. So back on offense is Liberty. It's Ripko with it. Ripko will give it over to Lee. Lee gives it down low to Ripko. Excuse me, he's way outside. Tries the three-pointer, and it's good. He's got 17 tonight. 40-22 our score. Nathaniel Rogers now for the Bears. Rogers with it. He's trapped again. Gives it back over to Cray. Cray drives inside. Almost stolen away. Gives it to Blake Rogers. He puts up a three, and it's good. Blake Rogers with his first 3 points of the night, and he brings it back within 15.
Yeah, they needed that. It was starting to get away from them.
Ripko now with the basketball for the Eagles. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ripco with it, drives inside, puts up a layup, shot no good, rebounded by Cray. He gives it over to, looks like, Gavin Boddy. He needs some help now, trapped in the corner. Boddy, he can dribble, dribbling along that baseline, gives it over to, or sideline, excuse me, and it's stolen away. Nathaniel Rogers has the basketball. Ripco driving, layup no good, pulled down by Nathaniel Rogers. Here we go on offense. What a turn of events there for the Bears. Boddy with it. Boddy gets it stolen away by Ripco. Coach Godwin just...
I hate to say it, but that was a Boddy block.
Yeah.
Gavin Boddy got it taken away. He's got a Boddy block to keep him away from it.
40-25 our score. Bears trail it by 15. 4:30 to play in the third quarter. Bears wanted a foul call on that one. They're not going to get it.
There was a lot of contact on both ends. The Liberty Eagle, Ripco, looked like he got fouled when he went up.
You know, they're just letting him play.
And then Gavin got fouled, and there's another foul.
There's another foul.
I mean, it's getting physical out there right now.
Foul called on number four. That is Ripco, his second of the game. And it's Liberty's fourth. And like I mentioned, they fouled more now in the third quarter than they did it all in the first half. Boddy with the basketball here. Boddy will give it over to Cray. He's at the top of the key. Back over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it back to Cray in the corner. Cray gives it down low to Gavin Boddy. And Boddy now with 17.
Beautiful pass by Cray into Boddy.
Boddy's got more than half of the Bears' points tonight. He brings them back within 13. 40-27 our score. Gaines with the basketball for Liberty. Gaines gives it to Ripco. He drives down low. He's going to get fouled on his shot and get two at the lines. Coach Godwin shaking his head at that foul.
Someone reached in to try to keep you from... I mean, they had to stop the layup. He was going to shoot a layup if they hadn't fouled him.
That foul called on Cray. That's his third of the game tonight, and it looks like Andrew Jones going to hit the scores table here and replace somebody on the floor. Ripco at the line. His first one up on the way, and it's good. Ripco with 18. Ripco got another one coming here. Looks like Andrew Jones going to replace Curtis Michaels. Curtis going to take a breather here. 27-41 again. Bears trail it. 4:01 to play in the third quarter. Ripco has one more shot coming from that free throw line. Again, 4:01 to play in the third quarter. Second shot up on the way, and it rims in. Ripco now with 19. Cray with the basketball. He'll bring it across the timeline. Cray gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers near the wing. Rogers gives it over to Cray. Cray down low to Boddy. They're going to try that again. It's no good, and Liberty with the rebound here.
I think that one might have been partially blocked.
Anderson got the rebound for Liberty, and now it's Gaines with the basketball set up to play for the Eagles. Gaines with it. He drives inside straight to the basket. His shot no good, though. Boddy pulls down the rebound for Mammoth Spring. Andrew Jones tipping it over there to him. And now Cray with the basketball for the Bears. Cray brings it back outside. He thought about driving in there, but pulls it back out. Cray gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. He's wide open for a three. It's off the rim, no good. And they're fighting for the rebound now. Ripco pulls it down. Wide open. Gaines on the other end. The layup is good. Gaines now with seven. 44-27 our score. Bears trail it by 16 now. And, trail it by 17 now. And it's going to be Bear basketball. Gavin Boddy with the basketball. Boddy gives it straight over to Terrell Gaines, and he's going to roll down the sideline.
Foul.
Foul on number 10. That's Nathaniel Rogers. Nathaniel's first one of the game. Bears have four in the half. 44-27 our score with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Gaines will bring it across that timeline. So the winner of this game advances, plays the great Alton Comet team this year, and it looks like Lee going to travel straight to the basket. A hard foul there.
Gavin Boddy, I believe, got him.
He's going to go to the line for two here.
Lee, that's the second time he's went up maybe looking for a dunk. The first one he missed down here, that one got blocked before he got to the rim.
You know, you almost want to avoid the block just as much as anything because that's a great momentum boost for them.
Yeah. Right now they're rolling, 18-point lead.
All right, Lee's got one more coming here. He's got 6 points tonight. It's up on the way, no good. Pulled down by Gavin Boddy, fouled over the back by number five. That is Anderson, and it'll be Bear basketball still. Excuse me, no, they called that on. Yeah, number five. I had number 15 up there for a second. Bears back on offense. Blake Rogers with the basketball. Rogers gives it over to Cray, now over to Gavin Boddy. Boddy in the corner. He needs some help. He gets it stolen away by Lee. Lee gets it up to Terrell Gaines. Gaines puts it up for two, and it's good. Timeout.
And
oh.
Foul.
Wow.
They called the foul.
Coach Godwin ain't going to accept that one. Wow. They call that foul on number 33. That's Blake Rogers, his second one of the game. Coach Godwin just questioning. I'm not sure about that one either. Well, there was some contact there, but
yeah, it wasn't much. The shot was already in. I mean, but as a referee, if you see it, you got to call it.
Yep.
I mean, he saw a foul, so he called the foul.
Bears down 20, 47-27, 2:33 to play in the third quarter. Tyrell Gaines got his and one shot coming here. Can make it a double-digit night for him. Shot up on the way. It's good. Tyrell Gaines down the double-digit point box tonight. He's got 10. And here we go back on offense for the Bears. Cray with the basketball. Cray drives inside, tries to put up a shot, and he's going to get fouled and get two at the line here.
I think they're going to get Anderson again, number 5.
Anderson quick to enter the game and quick to get two fouls. 48-27, our score, 2:26 to play in the third quarter.
Next foul will be the 1-1. That's the 6th on the Liberty Eagles. Both teams have 6.
And we're just in the third quarter here. Body gives it over to Cray. Cray outside, drives near the free throw line. They're going to call a foul.
Blocking foul.
Thought they were going to call the walk there for a second. That foul called. They're going to call it on Gaines. They are. Number 2, Tyrell Gaines, his first one of the night. And it'll be Bear basketball. Now the 1-1 you were talking about, and it'll be Cray at the free throw line. Cray, pretty professional, whatever you want to say, from the
proficient
free throw line. Proficient, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Again, 2:23 to play in the third quarter. Cray's first one up on the way, and it's good. Cray now has 3 points tonight, got a chance to make it 4 here.
Back to a 20-point lead. Bears just got to chip away at it.
And Cray's second free throw rims around, no good. Pulled down by Lee. Gives it up to Gaines. Gaines will bring it up the floor. Gaines across the timeline. And wow, he is. Looks like that was almost intentional there by Cray. That's his 4th one tonight. He's got to be careful. I mean, if the Bears lose Cray, ball handling is going to be tough.
Odell's going to come back in for Cray. They're going to have to rest him the final 2:17 here this third quarter.
I'm not sure why Cray committed that foul there.
Trying to make something happen.
So to send Gaines to the free throw line. He's got the 1-1. First one up on the way, and it's good. Gaines now with 11 points tonight. there's that word again.
Proficient
performance by him tonight. Gaines has one more coming here. Gaines, second one up on the way on the 1-1, and it's good. Gaines with 12 tonight. So Gavin Boddy with the basketball now. Boddy gives it up to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers picks up his dribble. He needs some help. Gives it over to Odell. He just about lost it across that midcourt line. Gives it back to Boddy. With 2:04 to play in the third quarter, Mammoth Spring back on offense. Gavin Boddy pulls up for 3, and it'll go off the backboard. No good. And it'll be called out of bounds on the Bears. So it'll be Lee that passes in the basketball here for Liberty. He gives it over to Gaines. Gaines will bring it up the floor here. Bears have put on the full court trap,
almost,
and that almost bothered him.
Yep.
Lee gets the save, though, and gives it over to Cooper. Cooper gives it over in the corner to number 5, Anderson. Back to Cooper, now over to number 1, Lee. Lee gives it over to Gaines. Gaines at the wing. He drives inside, misses his shot, and nearly gets it blocked there. And now it's pulled down by the Bears, Gavin Boddy. Boddy with the basketball. He drives from end to end, gives it outside to Blake Rogers. Rogers picks up his dribble, gives it to Odell. Now to Nathaniel Rogers, puts up a 3, and it's good.
Big shot there from Nathaniel.
Rogers now with 6 points tonight. This is your chance to get back within this ballgame. Bears trail it by 19, 1:18 to play in the third quarter. Here we go back on offense with the Eagles. Lee with the basketball. He's going to put up a 3 shot, and it's no good. Pulled down by Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it up to Boddy. Bears pushing here on offense. He's going to give it down low to Andrew Jones. His shot, no good. He's fouled.
Yep.
And they might call that one on the floor. It was pretty early there in his shot form.
Won't matter. They're over the
and
limit.
That's
so,
exactly
so
right.
They'll shoot the 1-1. I believe they got number 1, Lee, I believe.
That's Lee's second one of the game. Andrew Jones hits the free throw line. He's not bad from behind the stripe. And he can bring the Bears back within 17 now. 50-31 our score. Andrew Jones, first one up on the way, and it's good.
Good-looking shot, no doubt about that one, all net.
Jones has 3 tonight. He's been a big contributor down low for the Bears, just rebounding the ball, whatever he needs to do.
Yeah,
just not a big scorer for the Bears.
Done a good job on the boards tonight.
And a second one up on the way, and it's good. Jones down with 4 points tonight, and Gaines will bring it in. Gaines with the basketball, gives it up to Cooper. Cooper skips it up to number 35. That is Rutledge. Bears need a stop here. Gaines drives down low, puts up a mid-range jump shot,
nice
and it's
soft
good.
Nice touch there for Terrell Gaines.
14 points tonight, and Bears need a shot here with 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Nathaniel Rogers going to jack up a 3. It's off the rim, no good, and pulled down by Cooper. Cooper comes across the timeline. Cooper gives it over to number one. That's Lee. Now back outside to Cooper. He puts up a three-point shot. No good. And pulled down by Terrell Gaines for the Eagles. Back on offense. Terrell Gaines with the basketball. 25 seconds play. Looks like they're going to hold for the last shot here.
Leading by 19.
52-33. Lee with the basketball. Lee gives it over to Cooper. Excuse me, that is number five, Anderson. Anderson gives it over to Gaines. Gaines with the basketball. Gives it over to Lee. 8 seconds to go. Back over to Gaines. Gaines going to pull up from deep. A three-point shot, no good. And there, well, let's see here.
Cottonson
went out of bounds on the Bears. So they'll have 0.4 seconds here to shoot a shot, see if they can even get it out of their hands in that amount of time. And they're going to call a timeout with 0.4 seconds to go. They're going to draw up a play. We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School, the fourth annual Battle of the Border Tournament. Mammoth Spring Bears, Liberty Eagles going on in this one. Button heads with 52-33, our score. Bears trail here, 0.4 seconds to go. Liberty calls the timeout. They want the shot, and they're looking for someone to give it to. They give it in to number three, Cooper. I think the horn expired before he even had the chance to get the shot off, but his shot no good anyway. So at the end of the third quarter, Bears trail it, 52-33, our score. We've got a minute on the clock. We're back in that time in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And back here at the Mammoth Spring High School, back underway in your fourth quarter. Clock is just now starting. 52-33, our score. Bears trail it, and they're back on offense now. Jones with the basketball. Jones gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers near the wing. He needs some help. Gives it over to Blake Rogers. Stolen away by number 23, Pruitt. Pruitt going to drive inside. Puts up his shot, and he traveled. Thought they were going to call the foul there for a second.
Tried that Euro step they use in the NBA that don't work in high school.
They won't call that here. And see, we got a sub coming in. Blake Rogers going to be replaced by Odell. Garrett Odell. Number 30 here for the Bears. 52-33 our score. 7:44 to play in the fourth quarter. Bears back on offense. Cray with it here. Cray with the ball. Gives it over to Odell at the top of the key. You know, this is kind of the combination we haven't seen so far from the Bears tonight is Cray and Odell in the ballgame at the same time. They've usually replaced each other. Gavin Boddy going to pull up a mid-range jump shot. It's no good. Pulled down. Well, what are they going to call here?
Foul on the floor. It'll be on Frazier.
That is Frazier's second of the game. That'll send Andrew Jones to the free throw line. Jones can bring it back within 19 here.
Andrew did a good job getting position inside and got that offensive rebound.
Andrew Jones already 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. He's got one. Well, the 1-and-1 on the way. It's up and no good. Cray pulls down the rebound, though. That might have been intentional.
Nice offensive rebound.
Now down low to Andrew Jones. It's up for two, and it's good. He's got six tonight, and now Liberty back on offense looking for an answer. They give it up to Pruitt. Pruitt. He's guarded by Cray. Pruitt needs some help now. That That is bothering the Liberty Eagles, that full court press.
A little bit of pressure. Good defense by the Mammoth Spring Bears.
And they're back on offense now off the turnover. Nathaniel Rogers with the basketball. Rogers gives it over to Cray. He drives inside, gives it down low to Andrew Jones. That shot no good. He could have had the play there, but just could not convert the mid-range or the layup there. It's going to be Ripko driving from end to end, puts up a shot, and it's good. He's got 21 points tonight.
The speed of Ripko, he took that through traffic and got to the basket. I didn't think there's any way he'd get there.
Odell with the basketball. He traveled. Turnover on the Bears. That might be starting to hit the nail in the coffin with the hammer here.
That's 19-point lead down to 6:38 to play. Bears got to have stops, need some turnovers.
So Ripko will get the basketball here for the Liberty Eagles. Ripko across the timeline, drives inside. He gives it outside to number 33. That is blocked out of bounds by Gavin Boddy. Not out of bounds. They'll save it. Terrell Gaines now with it. Gaines gives it over to Ripko at the baseline. He puts up a shot. Ripko up for two, and it's good. Ripko adding just to his resume and portfolio tonight. He's got 23. Impressive night for him.
Their guards, Gaines and Ripko, can really handle the ball. It's hard to get it away from him.
Odell going to shoot a three-pointer for the Bears. It's up and good. His first 3 points of the night. Mammoth Spring back within 18 now, 56-38. And number 23, that's Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt will give it over to Gaines. He's guarded by Odell. He still has the basketball. Going to dribble around, maybe waste some clock here. That's what they need to do, really. Lee with the basketball. Lee for the Eagles. Drives inside. Mid-range jump shot, no good. He's going to get two at the line. They call it foul on number 32, Andrew Jones. And that is Jones' second foul tonight. Jones going to take a seat here with his second foul tonight. And Curtis Michael is going to enter the game for him, number 23. 5:44 to play in this fourth quarter. That's Lee. He's at the line. His first one up and good. That's his seventh point. He's got one more coming. 5:44 again to play in the fourth quarter. 57-38 our score. Got a chance to make it 20 here, and he does. And Bears trail it by 20. 8 points tonight for Lee. He's had a pretty
proficient
performance tonight as well. I'm telling you, I need to. Odell with the basketball now for the Bears. Odell gives it across to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers near the baseline, drives down low. He's going to get fouled. They call that on number two, Terrell Gaines. And that's his second foul tonight.
Nathaniel will shoot two. It's a double bonus now. 10th foul on the Eagles.
That is a big note here for Mammoth Spring. Good from the free throw line so far. Pretty good. And made all of them, but pretty good from the free throw line. Nathaniel Rogers, his first one up and good. He's got one more coming. Nathaniel with 7 points, and he had four of those come out of this second half. He had three there in the first quarter.
Right.
But he's got one more coming. His second one up on the way, and it's good. He has eight tonight. Gaines with the basketball. He'll bring it up the floor. Gaines guarded by Odell for the Bears. Gaines skips it across. That looks like Lee with it. Now over to Ripko. And it's going to be a turnover there. Well, Nathaniel Rogers touched the basketball. And it looks like Ripko going to save it. Drives to the rim. Puts it up for two, and it's good. You just don't touch the basketball whenever it goes back there. Now Nathaniel Rogers with the basketball and gives it over to Boddy. Back over to Rogers. He's going to jack up a three off the spring box. No good. And it's pulled down by Ripko. Ripko going to bring it up the floor for the Bears. Ripko at the top of the key. Drives inside his, well, whatever that was, no good. And now Cray with the rebound. He's driving. Cray near the block. He puts up a shot. Count it. And a foul.
Nice play by Cray.
So that'll bring him within 18 now. Got a chance to make it 17 with this and one shot here. Cray has five tonight, been the greatest ball handler for the Bears so far. We've got a substitute coming in here. Looks like Ripko going to take a seat. That foul called on Lee. That's his third one of the game. And it looks like number three, Cooper, going to enter the game.
Ripko almost unstoppable when he's in the game. He's just so quick.
Cray and one possession up and good. He's got six now. Gaines with the basketball. Gaines gives it over to, that is Cooper. Cooper skips it across to number 33, nearly stolen away there. Pruitt gives it up to Gaines. He jacks up a three-pointer.
That was a Steph Curry three.
And he can do it. 17 tonight. And now here we go with Nathaniel Rogers back to 20. He's going to try that same shot, and it's no good. Pulled down by Lee.
About
Lee.
The same distance.
Here we go. Lee going to skip it across to number, could have had a foul call on that.
and a steal by
Gaines. Away by Gaines. Here we go. Gaines going to put up a three. It's up and good. Gaines with 20 points tonight.
Terrell with a couple of long threes here in the last minute.
And that's almost the nail in the coffin. 66-43. Craig going to put up a two-point jump shot, and it's good. Terrell Gaines with the basketball here. Gaines gets it up to number 33. That is Frazier. His shot is up and good. The layup. And Bears just going to put in the B team here. They've accepted their defeat. A 23-point lead here. Craig going to put up a three, and it's good. Craig now with 11.
Bears have got six players at the scorer's table. One of them will come
I'm telling
back.
You, Liberty tried it. Mammoth Spring going to try it. Can't have six players on the floor.
They need six out there right now.
I'm telling you.
They're down 20.
And there's going to be a foul on the floor. That's called on Nathaniel Rogers, his second foul of the game. And Liberty in the 1-1, only one foul away from that double bonus. It'll be sending Terrell Gaines to the line. It looks like number 10, Reese, going to check in here for Lee. Number 35 also going to check in Rutledge for number 33, Frazier. So with 3:34 to play in the fourth quarter, Terrell Gaines takes the line here. We got a chance at two shots here. Gaines' first one up on the way, and it's good. Gaines has one more coming. Gaines now has 21 tonight, a professional performance, proficient, whatever. I am sick of saying the word. I'm done. Anyway, yeah. A good performance from him.
Gaines and Ripko, their two guards, have done a fantastic job handling the ball and scoring.
So back on offense here from Mammoth Spring. That's Mikhail Cray. He's entered the ball game. Now, Mikhail was a former Thayer Bobcat on that football team. Looks like he's came to Mammoth.
Played football for Thayer, and he's ready to look like a football play there as he took it down the lane. Nobody
collapses there. That foul called on number 10. That is Reese, his first foul of the game. That'll send Mikhail Cray to the line. Mikhail Cray, number 34 for the Bears, and he misses that shot, and it was no good. So here we go with number 23. That is Pruitt. Pruitt will bring it up the floor. Pruitt gives it up to number 3, Cooper. Cooper gives it up to, what number is he? Number 35. That is Rutledge. His shot no good. And here we go again with Mikhail Cray. He puts up a shot no good, and it's pulled down by Reese. But Bears going to get it back. Number 35. That is Richie. He puts up a shot no. No, that was Mikhail Cray put up a shot, and it's no good. But now
Liberty wants a timeout.
70-50, a 20-point lead. Liberty wants to talk things over. I guess we'll take it with them. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And back here at the Mammoth Spring High School, 20-point lead for the Liberty Eagles, and Mike Robertson again with me here tonight. Just an impressive performance all night throughout with the Liberty Eagles. Behind the line, at the free throw line, wherever they may be shooting the basketball, it's usually went in. Their performance tonight has been spectacular, and if they can continue this on, they might be the fourth annual Battle of the Border Tournament champions.
Well, they've got a long way to go to get to that point. They got two more games. They got the Alton Comets if they get by Mammoth here, but they are just so quick. They're two guards with Gaines and Ripko. Really hard to stop them. They can handle the ball. They can get to where they need to be on the floor, and makes it difficult to play them.
Just an almost perfect performance so far from Liberty tonight. 2:54 to play in the fourth quarter. Number 3, Cooper, with the basketball for the Eagles. They're going to give it outside to number 35. Rutledge tries the three-pointer. It goes, well, it went off the top of the backboard. They won't call it, but Mikhail Cray now with the basketball. Cray drives inside. He is falling all over the floor down there.
He's got that football mentality. He is going after the ball. It's like it's fumbled on the floor, and he's diving on it.
Oh, man. All right, back on offense for Liberty. It looked like a turnover there after Mikhail Cray's shot. He tried to get the rebound, but just unsuccessful for it.
He had it taken away from him as he drove down the lane. He's really playing hard. He just can't get it to fall so far.
Cooper with the basketball. He'll drive inside. Gives it to, wow, number 35, Rutledge. Good pass there, and he'll have an and-one opportunity here from the free throw line.
Rutledge fouled by Mikhail McCray. Mikhail Cray. I can't say that now.
So number 35, Rutledge with his first 2 points, and now make it three with that and one shot. And, yeah, that was called on number 34, Mikhail Cray, his first one tonight. He's got the basketball, Cray does, and he has set up his play. They give it over to Conley. Conley gets it taken away, tried to pass it to Ritchie, but number five going to steal it away for Liberty. And they give it up to Rutledge. Rutledge now to, that's number 23. That's Pruitt in his first two of the night tonight. So Nathaniel Rogers with the basketball, he'll give it over to Ritchie at the top of the key. Now to Mikhail Cray, he'll put up a three on the way, no good, and it's pulled down here by Liberty. Reese had the basketball, and it's going to roll out of bounds. Good defense there.
Ritchie, I believe, knocked it off the leg of the Liberty Eagles.
And they'll stay with the Mammoth Spring Bears with 1:54 to play in the fourth quarter. Again, Bears trail it by 25. And this number 42, that is Bowers. Gary Bowers going to put in a three-point shot, and it's good. And he's on the scorebook tonight. Liberty Eagles back with the basketball. They're going to give it outside to number five. That is Anderson. His first 3 points is on now. And it's 78-53. Mikhail Cray with the basketball. I'm telling you, he's exciting to watch with that basketball. It goes off the rim. And number one, that is Sims with the rebound. Puts it back up for two, and he's fouled. He'll get two at the line. So the first thing we see out of Sims tonight, pretty proficient. I'm getting it. And that foul called on number 23, that is Pruitt, his second foul tonight. 78-53, our score, 1:25 to play in the fourth quarter. And Sims is at the line, got a chance at two here. Sims' first one up on the way, rolls off the spring box, and it's good.
That ball just died on the rim, back of the rim, and rolled over in. It worked.
As long as it goes through the net, we're good
ball
to go.
Matters.
One more coming here. Sims up and no good. Pulled down by Liberty. Number 23, Pruitt going to bring it up the floor. He'll give it up to Cooper. Cooper across the timeline, and he is shoved there by Mikhail Cray. They won't call that one, but they will call this one down on the floor. Looks like they'll get number three, Johnson. That's going to be his first one.
Just a little bump by Mikhail.
Just a little.
I mean, like I said, he's been used to playing football. That ain't much contact.
That's hard to change.
Yeah. It's fun to watch, though. I mean, he's in there giving effort.
He's an exciting player, yeah.
They continue. They're playing hard here. They just run up against a team that's on fire tonight.
Yeah, just could not stop it from three. So,
yeah, shooting two. So they went for the rebound after the first free throw, and they got to shoot two. They're over the limit.
Cooper's shot was no good on the first one. He's got one more coming here. Cooper's shot up on the way, and it is good. Cooper now with his first point. And back on offense is Mammoth Spring. Mikhail Cray bring it up the floor with 1:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Cray drives inside, loses his basketball, gets it back, gives it over to Sims. Now over to Bowers. Bowers at the top of the key, back over to Cray. Cray going to drive inside, step back, mid-range jump shot up and good. Cray with two tonight. And now here we go with Liberty back on offense. Cooper with it. Cooper going to drive inside, puts up the shot. Thought about putting up the shot. It looked like he did, but it's going to be.
Kind of lost it. Someone got a hand on it, knocked it loose. He's trying to go at the basket.
Back with Cooper now on offense. He gives it over to number five, Anderson. Anderson gives it over to, looks like that's Reese, number 10. Reese going to give it over to Rutledge. Rutledge back to Reese. Now over to number five. Anderson. Anderson gives it over to Cooper for a three-point shot. It's no good. Reese pulls down the rebound. It'll roll out of bounds off the hands of the Bears. And it will remain Liberty basketball. 22.9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 79-56 our score. Bears going to go into the consolation side of the bracket. We'll go through that coming up on our Bear postgame report. Liberty Eagles back with the basketball. Number 23. Michaels. That's not Michaels. Wrong side of the scoreboard. Pruitt.
Yeah.
He's going to head to the free throw line. Missed his shot, but a foul called.
Cray got him. Number 34, McHale with his second.
So one more. Well, he's got two coming here on this one. 21 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. First one up on the way, and it rolls around the rim. No good. Pruitt has one more coming here. 79-56 our score. Got a chance to hit the 80 mark here with this shot, and he does. Pruitt now with 3 points tonight. And Mikhail Cray back with the basketball at the top of the key. Cray drives inside, puts up his shot. Wow, that was a hard fall on the floor.
Yeah, he kind of slipped as he hit the floor and had his shot blocked.
And will remain Bear basketball with 14.9 seconds to play. 80-56 our score. Bears trailing here. And again, they're going to go into the consolation side of the bracket. And Liberty will continue on. And it's stolen away by the Eagles. Cooper had a hand on it. Cooper gives it up to Reese, and they're going to run out the clock here. Well, they're going to try to run out the clock in number five. Anderson going to hold it as the horn sounds. Bears going to lose it. 80-56, and they will enter the consolation side of the bracket. We've got your postgame stats and a look at the bracket coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And back here one more final time at the Mammoth Spring High School. Mammoth Spring Bears falling to the consolation side of the bracket after falling to the Liberty Eagles. Just a spectacular performance tonight by Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty did everything right. I don't think they could have shot the ball any better than they did tonight. And I they hope for them that they save some of those, because they'll need them in the next round with a very good Alton Comet basketball team that they'll meet in the semifinals.
You know, Alton and Mountain View have already played once this year. It was a great game. I can't remember who came out with the final victory, but it was a close contested game.